Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud, Sanhedrin Lamed Dalet, Sanhedrin 34a, pagination is 67. I'd like to make one mention of a Gemara on Amud Aleph, and then on a Gemara on Amud Beis. So let's count up from the bottom on Amud Aleph, about 15 lines. In the beginning of a line, a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk begins, which is not quoted in our Gemara, Devari ka'esh nu'um Hashem. My word is like fire, says Hashem. And then the Gemara quotes, Uchefatish yefotzeitz sela. And like a hammer, yefotzeitz sela, that's shattering or making an impact on the rock. Says the Gemara, Ma patish ze mischalik likama nitzotzos, just like when the hammer hits the rock, there's emanating from that many sparks, af mikra echad yotze likama taimim. So every pasuk, every word of Hashem is like fire, it separates into many different sparks, many different interpretations. How many? So we have an interesting tradition, 70. We have a tradition that Hashem's word can be understood in Shivim Lashon in 70 languages. And the concept of that, of course, is that it applies in every locale. It's a code of morality that applies no matter where a person is, no matter what language they speak, and the tradition is that there's 70 languages, but it also applies to the way a pasuk is understood, kepatish yefotzeitz sela. There are many different sparks, many different emanations that are valid interpretations and lessons from a single pasuk. Rashi, for example, in a number of places, you could see it, Bereshis Lamed Gimel Chaf and Shemos Vav Tes, where Rashi says that there are other interpretations to the Pasuk, but he writes, Va'ani liyashev pshuto shel mikra basi, but I came to give a simple, smooth explanation of the Psukim and not as focused on drushes. Whatever that means, the difference between pshat and drush, but clearly, Rashi is acknowledging that there are other pshatim, they're part of the great mosaic of Torah, but that's not what my mission right now in this pirush of the Torah was for. There's an interesting quip of a person who interprets the Torah incorrectly. How do we define incorrectly? If it doesn't fit the other context of Torah. Torah, viewpoint, believes in Hashem, believes in miracles, believes in reward and punishment, believes in the Torah being given to humanity, to the Jewish people, as a communication from Hashem regarding a code of morality that is forever. So if a person interprets psukim in the Torah in a way that's out of the global context of Torah, so that's an incorrect interpretation. So the quip is that the person who does such things claims it's one of the 70 interpretations. It may not be your interpretation, but it's one of the 70. It's a different interpretation, to which the response, the quip, is, there are 70 interpretations to Torah, but yours is the 71st. It's the one that's not a valid interpretation. And again, how do you know if it's not a valid interpretation? If it doesn't fit the mosaic of Torah, it doesn't fit the basic principles, the animamins. There are many vertloch, many things a person can say, but it has to be part of Torah. I like to give the imagery, the analogy, that there are many horses that can pull a wagon, and they're not clones of each other, and they're not pulling in the exact same direction. One is on the right of the wagon, one is on the left of the wagon. They're harnessed differently, but they're all pulling in the same basic direction. So then they complement one another, and they're all part of the mission. But if someone starts pulling the wagon in a totally different direction, that's what overturns the wagon. That's not part of the mission. So we have this pasuk, Kepatish Yifotze Tzela, an awareness that there may be, there are, different interpretations and insights in Torah, which, when understood correctly, actually complete the grand picture of Torah wisdom. Let's turn the page, Amud Beis, for a halacha focused on the Mishnah, which we've been learning. On the second wide line, Dine Mamunas Danin Bayom Vigomrim Balaila, the Mishnah told us that by financial matters, the judgment is done by day, and it's completed, it may be completed at night, whereas Dine Nefashos have to be by day. Asks the Gemara on the second wide line, Minoani Mili, how do you know? Omer Abchia Bar Papa, the Omer Kra, there's a pasuk that says, V'shaftu es ha'am b'chal eis, they judge the people at all times, I'hachi t'chilas dinami. If so, one would think that even the beginning of the judgment can also be at all times. In other words, at all times indicates even at night. How do you know that there's a restriction that you have to at least have started the din by day? The Kabbalas Eidus, accepting the witnesses, has to be done by day. Kidirava, this is based on Rava, that there's actually a balance between the psukim. Dirava Rami, Rava asked, Ksiv v'shaftu es ha'am b'chal eis, it says that you can judge the people at any time. Uksiv aya b'yom anchilo es banav, but it also says in the parsha of Nachalos, Pashas Kiseitze, it will be on the day that he causes Nachala, inheritance, to his sons. And it doesn't mean that he's dying by day and not dying at night. What does it mean? Biyom anchilo es banav, on the day that he grants the inheritance to his sons. Haketzad? Yom letchilas din. Regarding judgments, it has to be by day. The judgment on the inheritance, which is an example of dine mamonis, of financial matters, has to be done by day. Laila ligmar din. If the Beis Din debates it and comes to a conclusion at night, they can issue the ruling at night. But the court case has to be done by day. The Kabbalas Eidos, the proofs, are going to be presented by day. On a practical level, the question would be, is there a way to do judgments at night? Sometimes it's more convenient, particularly in the winter, where sunset is earlier, so the entire evening hours, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, it's already after sunset. Where does that leave us regarding judgments, regarding having a court case? So there is a view mentioned by the Sma, which is not accepted, which says that if it's illuminated, then it would work. The Shach argues, and that's not the solution that we use. The solution that is used when necessary is that just as a person is allowed to accept a relative on a court to be a judge, just as a person is allowed to agree to a panel of two instead of a Beis Din of three, so a person can also agree to have the case tried at night if that's going to be more convenient for the resolution. And if the litigants agree and they make a kinyan on that, So then whatever it is that they agree as a solution is going to be able to be implemented. But again, as the Mishnah taught us, the court case per se is happening during the day, but if their debates take them into the night, Gemar Din on a financial case can be at night, in contrast to a capital case that has to be entirely during the day. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.